This is the chop up. This is the chop up, and no one can do it live. My name is KMG, the coolest. Allow me to do the honor. I'm with my sister Toya G, and she's straight out of KC. Moved to the West Coast, but still gon' keep it G. We got together to give the people something that's free. The chop up should come off organically, cause on the mic, on the phone, we're gonna have these conversations anyway. And make sure you chop it up with us on the social media. And you can chop up any day, cause you can stream us in any place. And didn't I say I was KMG the coolest? Had to reel you in if you never knew us. Straight from Dallas, Texas, making OG maneuvers. And this is a recording where no one can do it live. This is the chop up.
What's really good? What's going down? You already know what it is. Chopped up and never slopped up. This is the chop up. It is your girl. You know who it is. It's Toya G.
It's your boy, the political plug, Damo.
And you got George Lee, you know, a.k.a. The Consciously.
And we out here. We back for another show. Not really a hiatus at all, but people got busy a little bit, so we moved some stuff around, but couldn't stay away too long. So we definitely got a hot little show. We're going to get in and out with the situation, but we also going to go ahead and chop it up a little bit. So, you know, if you're watching live, if you're on Instagram live, was really good. Hello.
Yeah, shout out to everybody on Instagram. Shout out to everybody, you know, on Facebook too, you know. We ain't on Facebook this week, but, you know, we'll be getting on there.
We coming around. We're trying to put the chop up on a bunch of different platforms, so make sure y'all listening in, not only in the podcast that's recorded, but you can catch the show live. We'll be on Instagram and or Facebook more consistently. You know, we try to record week to week, so make sure you're on the lookout for the chop up.
And we are official, people. We on iTunes, and I know y'all got iPhones. It's Team Android, you feel me? But we know y'all got iPhones. You know what I'm saying? You can find us on iTunes. Go out and check out them past episodes, you feel me?
And if you got an Android, it's all good, because we're on SoundCloud, we're on Blog Talk Radio, we are on Stitcher Radio. Anywhere you can find a podcast, you're probably going to find a chop up. So go ahead and make sure you stay connected with the content. Make sure you sharing it. Make sure you liking it. Do all of that. You know, we're trying to talk to y'all. I'm trying to talk about what y'all want to hear about. Speaking of, let's go ahead and slide into the business of the week. Get us started,
James. Business of the week. So first, we got the conscious chop. You know, so in the recent loss of the 41st president, old George H.W. Bush, you know, we've had a lot of people kind of reconjuring his legacy and kind of just really paying respects to him him dying. You know what I'm saying? Before I, you know what I mean, kind of go into a monologue, you know what I'm saying, to how I feel, you know, I'm just curious, you know what I'm saying, what to y'all, Damo and Toya, what is the time and when we get to kind of be critical of the person that's passing and kind of how we're sanitizing them? You know what I'm saying? Like, what's the time period?
Yo, well, to be for real, I think, I don't really think no time got to lapse as long as it's tactful. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, like as long as it's not, you know what I'm saying, sloppy and ugly, because you still got to deal with the human aspect of it, even though people may disagree, you know what I'm saying, in terms of politics, you got to deal with the human aspect of it. So you got people's families, all of that. And at the end of the day, as much as we disagree with the politics, you know what I'm saying, and we can continue to disagree with the politics in time of mourning, just keep it respectful.
I mean, what's respectful, though? I mean,
yeah, that's why I'm asking, what's respectful?
And the reason why I ask what's respectful is that you have people like, in, I guess, I won't say in our generation, because I'm pretty sure they do some, they on a little protesting, but like people like Westboro Baptist Church,
yeah,
right? They used to go around and protest people's funerals, soldiers, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. All types of queer folk just really go be malicious, and that, you know, that's probably not respectful. But if I'm just on Twitter, speaking my mind on my account, he ain't never gonna see it. He dead.
That's cold, but it's true.
I'm not trying to be in my situation. I'm trying to explain the train of thought. But what's the bright line? You know, what's respectful versus not respectful enough? What's, you know, this much is respectful versus you over the line this time? Like, I think it's hard to tell because respectability is different than anything.
Okay, so since I brought the respect conversation, you know what I'm saying, into the joint. My response to that is,
what's your response?
Actually, you're right, because it's just like, at the same time, when you think about the people who have suffered under like particular aspects of George Bush policy, they can give a fuck about respect. You know what I'm saying? So I want to play the respectable Negro role and not just be like, you know what I'm saying? Let's keep it polite. But yeah. At the same time, like, niggas don't owe George Bush politeness. So,
man, you know, I'm just thinking of it like, you feel me? Because, you know, I'm from Bryan College Station, Texas. You know what I'm saying? You know, that's why I always kind of feel like every episode say, you know what I'm saying, somehow figure out a way to kind of say where I'm from. But this week, you know what I'm saying, the uniqueness is that the George Bush Library is in College Station, Texas. So, you know what I'm saying, George H.W. Bush is being kind of, I guess, buried under his library in my hometown. You know what I mean? So it's been a lot of my family members, my high school classmates, and things of that nature, you feel me, that have just been kind of being like, respects to the 41st president and XYZ, and it's just like, when did we start, you know what I mean, kind of caring about George H.W. Bush? That's what I'll be asking.
And that's what I'm saying. I mean, my perspectives are twofold, and I'm going to try to get in and out. First of all of this, these conversations when white people die, that, and not just any old white person, like, for example, when Heather Heyer, you know what I'm saying, the person who got hit over, what was that, in Charlottesville, protesting, like, that was sad. That's sad. Like, you know what I'm saying? That is a moment of reflection, like, she's getting out of control. Right. These are moments where you can really reflect on people's politics and look back and be like, this is a good person who deserves to be memorialized. And so, cool. But when you look at, you know, these types of really violent, problematic, specifically bad for black people who just happen to pass away. The man was 94. He lived before life.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? So pass away, natural, normal, do whatever. It reminds me of that Django picture of Samuel L. Jackson holding on to Leonardo DiCaprio. Yeah. Like, what are we doing here? What are we doing here?
Or as they say, master, we hurt. Master, we hurt.
And so that's what falls into my mind and what often happens when I see people posting RIP statuses or have them post and be like,
that's why.
Let's just be respectful. That's why. Like, he didn't care nothing about you. You know what I'm saying? But here's the second thing.
Yeah,
my second thing is this, and we can come back to this, but this reminds me of a conversation we was recently having about our barbecue politics. Like, why we start inviting white people to the barbecue just because they died, because they passed away. All of a sudden, they good with you. All of a sudden, they legit, you know, in the hood and in the structure and the situation, and they just not. Like, we too quick to do that. You know what I'm saying? It's disgusting how many more white people are going to die, and we'll still see the same response of misled black people.
Oh, you can only imagine when Bill Clinton died.
Yeah.
I mean, because he old. Did y'all see Bill Clinton?
I seen Bill Clinton.
See, this is the thing. I feel like this the thing that I feel like I've been conscious about throughout the whole kind of just paying respect to George Bush. It's kind of how much his legacy has been sanitized in order to kind of pay respects to, you know what I'm saying, him passing. You feel me? Because to me, I'm thinking of, like, you feel me, I got a whole bunch of, you know what I'm saying, Kim folks right now that's on parole for being found with a little rock. You know what I'm saying? A little $5, $10 rock. You feel me? Them boys still on parole. You know what I'm saying? Probation. Not probation, parole. Or trying to come home. You know what I'm saying? And it's like a lot of them policies that my partner's locked up for me saying, free Lil D, free this person, free that person, free that person. It's like, shit, that policy was made by George Bush, you know what I'm saying? Or it was kind of pushed in when George W. Bush was the vice president for Ronald Reagan, or, you know what I'm saying, when he was the head of the CIA. And it's like, shit, shout out to Free Ray Ricky Ross. It's like, shit, that man was doing a life sentence, you know what I'm saying, behind some shit, behind, you know what I'm saying, selling crack, you feel me? And because he was able to find out that old Oliver North and Ronald Reagan and George Bush was in it, he got out of jail. So it's like, shit, we forgetting about that, and we gonna just be like, 41st.
I'm gonna tell you what's really wild about it, and I'm gonna tell y'all now on this show, this won't be the first time I come back to this specific example. But what's crazy is that when niggas die, they pull up the worst version. They want to tell the worst version of the life they lived. They wasn't good mothers and fathers. They wasn't people, kinfolk. They wasn't people who, you know, was heavy in church, who did stuff in their community, who was, you know, cared about their kids. None of that stuff is relevant. Then it's let me tell the worst version of that. So that's the twist of irony, you know, and the obvious situation is that, I mean, when you get to compare people's legacies, you know what I'm saying, heroes gotta fit a certain model and a certain stature, and the first qualification is to be white, but then also to do a whole bunch of violent shit to other people to cover up.
Yo, and I think this is unique, though, One thing that I will recognize is that a part of, like, some of the darker portions of
Ace Hoodie's legacy,
there were people talking about it, right? There was an article in the Times, there was an article in the Post. So you had more people kind of express it. But the initial sentiment was, I saw it through a meme. And what I think is interesting is that, in the age of social media, no longer can big media dictate the narrative, like the national narrative about particular individuals. Like, so if you watch the news all day, if you watch NBC Fox, it's all good stuff about them all the time. Mm-hmm. That's it. But you go on my social media, it's like, when your enemies die, all type of shit. Like people are like really good, especially people who, you know, have people die from AIDS. You know what I'm saying? Like you said, people with niggas locked up, they have no sympathy. Right? Yeah. But the main reason why we're able to get that sentiment, why we're able to have that larger conversation outside of just what the national media narrative is trying to be, is because social media provides that, like, that medium. You know what I'm saying? I'm hearing a lot more fuck George Bush than I typically expected. Because I'm a wild nigga. I be saying some crazy shit. In my age, I
kind of
chill.
Man, I feel like, man.
You hear me talking about respect, George?
Yeah.
You hear me talking about being
a respect? Hey, man. Hey, I be thinking about it. Like, I really been having a lot on my mind about this George Bush passing since he passed. You feel me? And because now I'm starting to rub elbows with people I haven't rubbed elbows with before, kind of, you know what I'm saying? Kind of, you know, trying to get into different spaces. It's like, man, how do I stay true to me and stay true to, you feel me, how I want to express, while also not trying to turn off nobody in terms of messing up opportunities that I could potentially get. And what I've pretty much come down to is, like, it's kind of inevitable, because it's like I'm gonna start writing a poem, you feel me? And I might drop this poem tomorrow on my Instagram, you know what I'm saying? Y'all be on the lookout for that, you know what I'm saying? But you know, hey,
here you go. But look, but this is easy. And one thing, though, that we kind of, like, I feel you in terms of changing, but I also think it's just a matter of maturity. And the thing that, like we always talk about, like, we all kind of, like, got our consciousness around the same time. You feel me? We kind of, like, our growth in, like, our knowledge was around the same, you know what I'm saying, time period. So we saw, like, we seen each other, like, be the motherfuckers, be the first one to speak out, the first one to call some shit racist, the first one to call some shit anti-black. But then we've also seen each other kind of step back and assess the situation and be more strategic and thinking that we do entertain.
Y'all are administrators. I work for a corporate law. You feel me? Like, we work in spaces. Exactly, but we didn't care. As you can see, we still who you are. You feel me? That's the thing about it.
So, all we recognize is that we can have that criticism. You say the same.
It's pretty much what it comes down to, you know what I'm saying? Cause it's like, you know, like, again, I feel like, I really think it's because being from Texas and having a lot of people on my timeline that is from Texas that kind of have, I feel like, some wishy-washy politics when it comes to, like, calling things out and when it comes to, like, being respectable and appealing to the consensus. So it's just like, shit, like, it's kind of weird, you feel me? Cause it's like growing up in Bryan, I don't remember a lot of people now that's showing all the respect to George H.W. Bush. I remember a lot of them people having, like, a real genuine disdain, like, being, like, middle finger to both of the son and the daddy.
I mean, but, you know, I'm going to tell you the honest to God truth about my perception of the couple of posts that I've seen. A lot of people post a lot of this stuff without care for, in the moment that they make in the post, a lot of the real ass shit and its implications in their real lives. Yeah. So instead, you have a lot of opportunists and a lot of people who are in the moment who just for the sake of making a post.
Yeah.
It ain't really got nothing to do. Like, if you really sit and pick their brains about why they did that and whether they knew about this or whether that this particular fact about this person was alarming or jarring to them, but here you are, for the sake of being in the moment and, you know,
it's wild.
The pounding vocal voice of social media. Now you just feel like you gotta throw in your, and so it's just people talking that are talking against their own interests, but it's the bug of social media that got this flapping their lips, not because they know nothing about it.
Let's complicate this, though. Let's complicate this. especially in terms of just going with social media, riding with the culture, you feel me? As much as we going in on somebody like, I mean, we ain't necessarily going in on George H.W. Bush, we just talking about how
we're just, reading the real receipts and kind of revisiting history a little bit.
As much as it's just like, we like, okay, I can get the bashing that people do. What happens when we put Obama in that same conversation?
Yeah, because everybody got to go. Everybody got a time to go. You know what I'm saying? Then,
that's why it's kind of complicated some shit.
You know what I'm saying?
Complicated because it's nuanced, right? Because when we talk about Obama, right now, that nigga can do no wrong. You feel me? Like, him, Michelle Obama, like, they might as well still be the first family as far as, like, niggas is concerned.
Yeah.
But when we look at Obama, his domestic policy in terms of immigration. And this ain't a bad Obama session, right? Obama deported more people than... the Obama administration deported more people than George W. Bush did. You feel me?
Now, you got to break that bigger. He deported the most people in any history of presidency.
Right. He's considered the drone strike president.
Yes, you know authorized the most drone strikes in president's history.
You feel me? And so when we start talking about legacy, you know what I mean? Even still, like we can even look at shit like the Affordable Care Act, right?
Yeah.
That was actually a conservative plan, like, 10 years prior. You feel me? Obama took the most conservative approach to healthcare. You know what I'm saying? Like, he, as much as he's this liberal bastard. So when we talk about legacies, when we talk about, you know what I'm saying, who's been implicated by what, I mean, we have a cultural relationship with Obama, but does he still, I mean, what do we do with that, like, with that scrutiny? What do we do with that?
I mean, I eat it. You know what I'm saying? Like, Barack Obama is trash. Like,
keep it real, like, on the chop up.
Keep it real. Real raw and all game. Real rap raw.
Like, I've never had a good response to, well, Obama was just as fucked up too. Like, I've never had a solid response to that. Yeah. Like, yeah. I mean, honestly,
this is not the same thing.
You know, our criticism or my criticism of representation of politics, it always just is a throw a curveball in there because they just do it so good. The Obamas just do it. And I mean, sidebar, you know, while we're talking about, you know, representation of politics, the Obamas and George H.W. Bush. Let's talk about Michelle Obama's relationship with George W. Bush. And, like, why everybody, because a big topic of conversation that I saw today is why the hell everybody is so infatuated with him giving her a piece of candy during the service. Like, now you're like, oh, Michelle and George Bush's best friends.
At this point, too, I know y'all haven't seen him bring that little piece of candy and kind of slide it to her on the slip. I ain't even watched the funeral, but I done seen this little clip so many times on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
And that's been a criticism. It's like, why are niggas eating this up? Like, oh my God, this is a symbol of how we can all get along and, you know, kind of cross borders and look at they can share candy, we can really make it out of this thing. It's like, none of that means any of that.
The short answer is, Donald Trump is that fucking bad. A part of the reason why a lot of the media is glorifying George H.W. Bush is because there are historical examples when we can see that he reached across the aisle, that he was a bipartisan. I mean, but, you know, we would argue that, they were on the same team, the same job.
Right? Yeah, so we can have this conversation in different layers, of course.
But symbolically in terms of bipartisanship, in an era in which bipartisan communication is at an all-time low and all-time fucked up, using him as an example to be like, look, a Republican who respected Democrats, who worked well with Democrats, and then having Bob Dole salute him at the end of the shit, the whole shit was it's a part of the narrative. We need to be a more cohesive unit.
Yeah.
And there were aspects of George H.W. Bush's legacy that the media could play on to for us to still talk about bipartisanship in the era of Donald Trump. So
Yeah, that's real.
I mean, it plays its role. If they can stress and can, if you can share a peppermint, it's gonna be all right. Look
yeah, man, that's wild. I can dig it though. I can dig it though.
When we are living in the era of what over 100 expert political scientists would call the worst president in the history of presidency.
Yeah.
If we live into that era, we can look at George W. and be like, hey, he wasn't that bad. You feel me? Yeah. He was bad. But comparatively speaking, even if you say we be prisoners of the moment, like when we compare everybody else to Trump, it's like,
I don't know, man. I feel like me getting a judge so many debate rounds this year, I ain't really with all that big exceptionalism when it comes to Trump. You know what I'm saying? You gotta think about it. We had presidents that really owned slaves. We had presidents that really ordered Native Americans to be knocked off and killed. So it's like, I get it. You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
You know, but it's like, the worst president ever? Come on, man. Trump, but it's like,
that's true, right?
You don't want to get caught up in the sensationalism.
But the criticism is in context, though.
Yeah, I do agree. I do think that Trump is, I guess, the worst president of, I guess, the 20th century or of, like, the modern era.
I mean, in modern history, yes. Like, yeah. In modern history, like, that nigga the worst, you feel me? But at the same time, again, for no reason should we be whitewashing George H.W. Bush legacy. Especially because we can't end this without talking about, you know what I'm saying, his close relationship with people with AIDS during the AIDS epidemic, where black people suffer from, you know what I'm saying, disproportionate.
Yeah, black people, LGBTQ, a whole every community one way or another got impacted by the AIDS epidemic.
When you manipulate the health and the vitality of those two communities in particular, right, any marginalized communities, how many times have you seen you do something bad to them niggas, they go right over here to the general population? That's why you reap what you sow, you know what I'm saying? You see a whole lot of wild ass tangents in our society, just, you know, implications of a small thing.
Yeah.
This is why shit like drug abuse and addiction, you thought you made a special package for us.
No, hey, you just took the thing out of I ain't gonna go into that. Yeah, so man, we gonna tie it up, man. So you know, the consciously don't you just give you, hey, this end it off, you know what I'm saying? George H.W. Bush wasn't Trump, you know, but from the Willie Horton ad to the AIDS epidemic to putting crack in the hood, to I can name a long laundry list. We cannot whitewash the legacy of George Bush, right? What I understand with having this conversation is there's a particular etiquette when it comes to kind of going to a funeral or kind of memorializing an individual. But me kind of being from the South, I feel like, and kind of me being, you know what I'm saying, where it is, the funerals I'll go to, they keep it 1,000, they keep it real, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I went to a family member that was an alcoholic that really died from alcoholism, you know what I'm saying? The pastor brought up, you feel me? You know what I'm saying? How, you know what I mean? This family member of mine was kind of brought to the grave from, you know what I'm saying, I mean, kind of having that alcoholism. So I think that there are ways to kind of be able to account for the good and the bad while being able to remember a person, you know?
Tell
the truth and shame the devil, man. That's really how people was raised, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, when I die, you know what I'm saying? Give it to me raw. You know what I'm saying? Don't fake the funk with me. You know what I'm saying? Hey, I'm a human being, you know, and keep it real too. You know what I'm saying? Before I get to this L Dub Workman, you know what I'm saying? This track we getting into, I ain't got no blood on my hands like old George W. H.W. though. You know what I'm saying? And that's where the analogy falls apart. You know what I'm saying? No, I'm not perfect. No, he is not perfect. But the severity of impact that George H.W. Bush had on lives from the time that he was the CIA director or vice president or president, you know, it's still going on. But, you know what I'm saying? This is a chop up. So we got to give y'all a little music of people that's trying to get it in. You know what I'm saying? So if you're an artist that's trying to get your music heard on all these different podcasts.
Or if you know somebody.
Or if you know somebody.
Homeboy,
you know, put your homeboy. Hey, you know what I'm saying? Hey, the email is thechopupemail@gmail.com. thechopupemail@gmail.com. Send in your music and we can have you play. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to everybody listening in Pueblo, Colorado. We shout out to y'all. You feel me? This next artist, oh, definitely Kansas City, Bryan, Texas, Oklahoma City, everybody else, you know what I'm saying? But definitely shout out to Pueblo, you know what I'm saying? Because we know ain't too many black folks down that way, you know what I'm saying? And we know we're giving it to y'all real rap, raw, real black life. Not trying to be on some stereotypical type stuff. But getting into this L-Dub Workman. You know, L-Dub Workman is an artist that's from Bryan College Station, Texas. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Bryan College Station, everybody in 979. This track, you know what I'm saying, caused a lot of controversy in the area of Hearn, Calvert, Bryan College Station. Well, he was in the video able to have a police officer, you know what I'm saying, kind of show in the video and he didn't make his department happy. This track is called Don't Shoot Me Down. L-Dub Workman spelled L-D-U-B. W-O-R-K-M-A-N. You can find him on Instagram, YouTube, iTunes, Amazon. You can basically find him everywhere. L-Dub Work. You can find him everywhere. You know what I'm saying? How we do it on Chop Up is hashtag the Chop Up, hashtag chopped up, not slopped up. Let us know. Leave it and keep it. You know what I'm saying? Let us know.
I'm about to play a little bit of it before we slide into this next section. Hold up. You already know what it is. Chop up.
Chop up.
Yo, I'm searching within myself, trying to find an explanation for my past ways. Yeah. I'm wondering, is it fate that brought me here? Was it all just a bad phase? But when them lights sparkle and them fans screaming and them doors open and I'm standing on stage in that moment, I feel like this was my God-given purpose. And if not, then tell hip-hop to kill me on the spot. Bury me next to Pop, right there next to Big. Right beside Michael Jackson in a jacket like his. Off the mansion and a Benz. I want structure for my kids. I want justice for the innocent people that shot and killed. The Trayvons, the Mike Browns, the John Crawfords, or even worse, choked to death like Eric Gardner. Dear Father, right now I'm on my knees. Hands up screaming, I can't breathe.
Don't shoot me down, Mr. Officer, please. Right now I'm on my knees and I fear for my life. Bang, 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 bang. It's all I heard from the pistol. Why they wanna take my life from me? And every day it seems like we're losing our people to violence. But we gon' make it, we gon' change it. Just leave it all alone.
9-1, it was Rodney King. Yeah. Last year was Miss Marlene. Today I turned on the screen and seen a cop strong arm a young lady that was only 14. Man. Made me want to get that chopper out. Run in the precinct and leave blood thick as maple syrup in a Waffle House. Leave not a soul walking out just to give you something to talk about. Instead of buying diamond chains for my people, I might protest outside the pen until they take some chains off my people. We all bleed the same, but are we equal? Yeah. That's a question I leave to the preacher. My words touch where thoughts can't reach you. My knowledge runs deeper. I'm conscious of all the things your pops couldn't teach you. Lord Jesus, right now I'm down on my knees. Hands up screaming, I can't breathe.
Don't shoot me down, Mr. Officer, please. Right now I'm on my knees and I fear for my life. Bang, 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 bang. It's all I heard from the pistol. Why they wanna take my life from me? And every day it seems like we're losing our people to violence. But we gon' make it, we gon' change it. Just leave it all up to me.
And to the cops all across the nation, this issue starting to get outrageous. What type of games is you playing? You were sworn to protect and serve. So why the hell is my community scared? Now what if I ran in your crib, killed your family and kids, and walked away like it ain't me issue? Would that justify my actions in the streets for how you treating my people? I'm just trying to bring peace to my people, and I'ma speak for my people. Cause it's mothers that's losing sons for nothing. Right now I know it's family struggling over losing a husband, a brother, a cousin. How can you look at all this shit and try to tell me it's justice?
Don't shoot me down, Mr. Officer, please. Officer, please. Right now I'm on my knees and I fear for my life. Bang, 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 bang. It's all I heard from the pistol. Why they wanna take my life?
to me. Leave it all up to me. Leave it all up to me.